We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another edition of Bogey Free. I'm your host, Matt Jones. You can find me on Twitter at MattJonesCFR. And today I'm being joined by Evan Chaney. You can find him on Twitter at eChaney69. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, man. I mean, I'm grinding out golf, grinding out with no NASCAR and UFC last week. You know, it was just golf, and then I started betting horses. Not the digital horses either.
No, really?
I started becoming a boomer.
Wow. So. That's something.
It is.
Not much new in my life.
No, not at all.
Just
another person in the household to take care of.
Just,
that's all.
Just hanging out. yes. For those of you that were watching the show last week, I did rush the end of the show because my wife did go into labor and we had a child at 2:30 in the morning that very day. So, yep. Pretty fun stuff. I just want to quickly, let everybody know we're going to be doing a 6-person snake draft on DraftKings. It's 5 of 6 filled right now, so it'll probably start shortly. So I didn't want it to fill, and then we just abruptly are like, oh, there we go. See, it's exactly what would have happened.
Hashtag content.
Ooh, and we got the 101 here.
Wow. We can't even get that. You can't even get that on the our normal draft.
All right. So we have 43 seconds to decide.
Do I know
where
these names?
What are we doing here?
I would say Rom, right?
Are we going double level baby swag right now?
Ooh, we have
I mean,
to.
I think we have to go.
Yeah, we have to go new dad narratives here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I need to have a good week. Rom needs to have a good week. I think
he's also my top projected player, so it still works.
There you go. Yep, we're doing it. All right, so Rom, let's see who's in here. There's anybody?
Yeah, I was looking at some of those names. Here. I know some names.
All right, let's see. It's starting. All right, there we go. All right, Johnny Rom, welcome to the squad. This is nice too, because now we get to do the back to back thing and talk about the picks as they come off. So,
we can make fun of picks. We can make fun of other people's picks. Not that I want to do that, but because that'll just give me bad juju.
Yeah. Ooh,
Spieth. Okay.
Spieth-y.
His DraftKings price, like outside of a snake draft, is way too low.
Yeah.
And I think that's been established by now. But like his then betting odds are stupid.
DJ goes three.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the betting odds are, I think I saw him down at 10 to 1.
Yeah, I think that's where people are just going to make their moves. They're just going to be like, oh, I'll play Spieth in DFS, but then betting is just,
right,
you know, anyone else. Okay.
Rory. Wow. I mean,
sure. Just
JT still sitting there.
That seems bad.
Like a mistake.
Going Rory before JT was really bad. I'm just going to say it. It's just really bad.
I'm wondering. Oh, I think this guy here that's picking right now, it's the same same avatar as Green Screen Greg. So that this might be a
might be one of his boys.
A friendo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he went JT with the last pick in the first round, which is obviously just like crazy value.
Yeah,
like, I don't think
six.
That happens a lot in these.
Yeah, getting him at six is not, like, that's not going to happen.
And then he went Cantlay. All right, so that's a damn good start there. Let's see. We should probably start trying to figure out.
I mean, I'd say you can go Hovland here.
Yeah.
Because Hovland's my next best, and then if he's off the board. Oh, no, Xander just went off the board. Because he was going to be my backup.
And remember, we have two. So I think, yeah, Webb went off. I think, I mean, if we could snag Finau and Hovland or Reed and Hovland, I'd be very happy right now. Okay, good. Morikawa went, so we'll definitely get two of those three.
Yeah.
Hovland for sure with this first pick. Unless, oh, I think this guy picking, I know as well. And he went Hovland.
We can't be talking about our picks because then someone's going to pick
them.
I'd go Finau.
Finau.
And then, do you want to go ballsy with Koepka?
I don't know if we need to.
I mean, in this format, probably not. But I still like him a lot.
Yeah. I have an outright on Berger, too. Rom Finau. I don't know, or Reed. Quick decision.
Finau.
We picked Finau, right? God, oh, fuck. Whatever, I want Reed.
I thought Finau in my head, I don't know why.
Alright, this is going really well.
I enjoy this. This is fun.
Alright, so we have Rom, Finau, Reed at this point. I think that's a solid start.
It is.
Casey just went.
As far as DFS is concerned, though, I mean, I think there's an argument for Finau for sure, just because people are so bitter, probably, of him. So it's just like, you gotta buy low.
I just went. If Koepka made it back, I think I would have considered it. I think he's probably a better DFS play than this format.
Yeah, sense. I guess if you're gonna pick top six on the, I don't know.
Berger just
won. It always just feels like one of those picks though, where it's like, you feel like you need.
Oh no!
You just feel like you need him.
My screen just went out.
That's you gotta update Chrome, buddy.
Dude, I need a lot of things in my life right now. Okay. What the hell is happening? There we go. We're back. We're back.
It looked a little wonky.
All right, Fitz.
Also, I noticed GarageBand. You got GarageBand going on the computer?
Yeah, man. That's how I edit the show. What do you think this is? Fitzpatrick just went. This is interesting. the you know, whatever the quote unquote ADP for these is always interesting. Like some guys just get buried.
Yeah, is that a projected ADP or is that the actual ADP? Well, it says projected. So
yeah,
I guess
it does say projected, but I don't know what. How would it be? Who's doing these projections?
Oh man.
Yeah.
This is an interesting pick.
All right, Scheffler went. So I'm thinking.
I'm going to go Oosthuizen.
No way. Yeah.
What do you mean, no way? Wouldn't he be a decent name for this?
All right, Connors went. All right, I'll throw you a bone here. I'll go Oosthuizen with you, and then I'm kind of between Niemann and Answer.
I'm gonna say Niemann, but you really can't go wrong either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling Niemann this week. I think this is a solid little draft we got here. We got Rahm, Finau, Reed, Oosthuizen, and Niemann. We can kind of run through. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, that last round, I think is where once you get into the fourth pick for everybody, I think it gets a little weird, right? Like you could see Sergio maybe not getting drafted until like the fifth or sixth round in some drafts. And you could also probably see him getting drafted at like the beginning of the third in some drafts. Like that's why I think that the snake draft is interesting because these players are obviously ordered in a particular way based on how they've been drafted so far, but people are looking for their guys, right? Like there's a lot of variation between these and the ADP isn't like, you know, we're not talking about drafting fantasy football on Labor Day right now with these ADPs. Like this is not an efficient list. Like if you keep scrolling down, you get to like, I mean, I like Bob McIntyre this week after he played super well at the match play. And like you just, I mean, eventually you hit like, you know, the old guys and guys that you don't want to play, but like Kisner's in play this week, I think, and he's all the way down, like will probably go undrafted in all the six man leagues. It's just, it's interesting to see how all this shakes out. Fleetwood, like Fleetwood just went in at the end of the fifth round. And if you told me that last year, like I would have said you were crazy. You know what I mean? Like it's just interesting to see where everybody kind of lands. So we got five picks until us. Anybody up here jumping out at you? I mean, Westwood's obviously out. I'm not really that in on Scott or Day. I think Zalatoris, if he makes it to us, is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think he's my next best guy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm sure he won't last, though. I would be
very no sad. I guess the backup plan there is going to be Adam Scott.
Yeah,
unfortunately for how tilting he's going to be.
Yeah, or a little Siwoo. Oh, Adam Scott went, so there you go.
Yeah, someone saved us from ourselves.
Westwood went. Right. They couldn't let that value slip any further, because he's going in like the top, like the third round in a lot of these drafts right now. Let's see.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Bubba went. I'm sure Zalatoris is going to go right now.
I mean, if he goes off the board, you just have to go Jason Day.
No, no. Colcrack went, so there you go. Easy game. So we got Rahm, Finau, Reed, Oosthuizen, Niemann, and Zalatoris. I'm not terribly mad at that, to be totally honest. I think that's pretty solid.
That's not a bad for what we did get there.
I mean, don't sound that surprised, man. Like, wow. We're good at this. Yeah, that was good. I liked being able to I like being able to play around with those and see. I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time tomorrow just getting in as many like.
That seems like it could be a really advantageous format. If you get the, if you hit on your pick, it's easier just to hit on your picks like that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it has a lot more to do with, kind of finding the, like we were talking about, finding the inefficiencies in the ADP and being able, like, Zalatoris should not be going as the last pick, as the 36th pick in the field. Like, I don't think so. I don't think that that's like a terribly hot take. I think that that is a mistake. It was JB. Yeah. So we'll see.
No, it's just,
we shall see.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some bets here, because that's what the people are here for. Anything that is sort of jumping out to you, as far as outrights go, any guys that you are feeling like you need to bet on?
Depending on the book. I think there are a few names that might stick out. I know Harris English is a really good value at several different books. Right? I mean, DraftKings, he's 150-1.
Yeah.
FanDuel, he's 140. Bet365, he's 125. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's interesting at Bet365 for the... especially like for if you want to do an each way, Because then you're getting him at like 2,500, you know, plus 2,500 for a top eight, which I think is like a big chunk of value. I think there's definitely value on the outright as well. I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not hitching my wagon to Harris English winning the green jacket on Sunday. But I do think that there's definitely an argument to be made that there's a ton of value on, you know, the second part of that each way. I think if you have access to that book, you should be sort of taking advantage of that this week. It's another week where pre-tourney they're letting you do an each way for top eight. Last week it was a top five. A lot of weeks it's a top five. Once the tournament tees off, it usually switches to a top five. And then as the week goes on, it whittles down to like a top three or a top two finish on Sundays sometimes when you're adding stuff live. So definitely if you have access to 365, you should be betting. I think you should be betting some each ways this week, because basically what ends up happening is you're getting slightly better odds than you would get on a top five by itself. Plus you're getting those extra three finish positions that will still pay out. So I think that's worth, definitely worth mentioning if you have access to that book. The other thing that I noticed just sort of shopping around and looking sport, if you have offshore books, sportsbook.ag is drunk this week. I don't know how else to describe it. They're so overvalued. They so overvalued the top of the board that there's stupid numbers to be had, even in like top 20s. And when you consider that this week there's 88 guys in the field, I think 88, somewhere around there in the 80s, right? And you're talking about 50 guys making the cut. I mean, how difficult is a top 20 this week? If you make the cut, you're a hell of a lot closer than you typically are. We know that there are going to be low scores to be had on the weekend, definitely at least on Saturday. So I think I saw Kisner. I put a bet on a top 20 from Kisner at plus 500, which in this field I think is pretty reasonable. They're way undervaluing Munoz right now. He's at plus 800 for a top 20, which I mean, I would take shorter odds in, you know, a larger field for him. Stuart Sink even at 10-1 for a top 20. I think if he makes the cut, he probably slots in somewhere around there. So just definitely take a look if you're betting top 20 and you are on offshores. Like comparatively, some of these guys that I just mentioned are, if you have Bovada, their top 20 odds are half of what they are at sportsbook.ag. So you have to make sure that you are, that you're checking. Like Munoz is plus 310 at Bovada and he's plus 800, or was at least last time I downloaded all of this, he was plus 800 on Sportsbook. So definitely worth checking out. Like they just want no liability on anybody from Finau and up. Like they have DJ,
smart strategy.
Yeah, I mean they have DJ at minus 550 for a top 20.
Just like, it's a smart strategy to make money if you're a sports book, right?
If two of those top five guys miss the cut, or even two of the top 10 guys miss the cut, I mean, those finish positions are going to somebody, right? Like, I don't know, like Munoz, Todd, Wiesberger, McIntyre, Poulter, Gary Woodland, Kevin Kisner, Kevin Na, Lanto Griffin, Victor Perez, Cam Champ, and Carlos Ortiz are all at 500 or better for a top 20. You're like, are you telling me that?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I feel like at least two or three of those guys easily will finish in the top 20. And, you know, obviously when you go up into the top 10s and top five market, it's, you know, it's even more pronounced. Like you can get, where was it? Yeah. Kisner, you can get at plus 1600 for a top 10. And he's like, he has basically like a top 20 price on sportsbook, everywhere else. Like it's crazy. So those are some interesting ones that I found, just sort of shopping around and bouncing around. There's some good value on FanDuel as well. As far as the outrights go, I think Berger is a good bet over there, at 3,700. Although again, if you're offshore, you could find some 40s, floating around. Neiman, who we just drafted, is 6,600 at Bovada, or plus 6,000 at FanDuel. So, there's definitely some value on the board. It's just a matter of whether do you want to live in that range and hope you hit on somebody, or do you want to take like one of the favorites, maybe a guy or two like in the 20s and 30s, and then just a couple bombs. Like it depends on how you're sort of attacking the board.
Yeah. You want to see an interesting bet?
I do.
That will probably blow up in your face, or my face, I guess. But Jordan Spieth to miss the cut is currently plus 480 on FanDuel, plus 400 on DraftKings. I don't know.
He's not going to miss the cut. As much as I would enjoy it, he's not going
to
miss the cut.
It's a bet that I really want to see happen.
Yeah.
Just because. And it's interesting. I mean, I don't think he can hedge too well with this type of ticket, but like, it's not even a hedge. But I don't know. To see the 10-1 chalk fall like that.
Yeah.
And to cash a miscut ticket.
So
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I think another way to fade him without him needing to miss the cut would be if you're in Jersey and you have points bet, his over number for finish position right now is 26. Mm. So if you think he's gonna finish outside of the top 26, for those of you that don't know that are listening, when you do points bet, it's basically a multiplier. So for golf, every finish position further away they are from that number, it just keeps going up. So if they finish 10 spots worse, then it's 10x whatever you bet. But the flip side of that obviously is also when you're wrong and it goes in the other direction, your loss is multiplied. So that's sort of the tricky part. The thing that I think is could be potentially interesting to exploiting this, and I've looked at it a little bit and I'm just sort of brainstorming here, but I would love your thoughts on it as well. So all of these guys in like towards the top of the board, from DJ, Rom, Bryson, and JT, let's cut it there. So the top four guys all have numbers in that are like, you know, in the mid 20s. So, you know, in theory, you could hedge with a top 20 bet elsewhere, and just to like minimize some of your losses, right? And if they play well, and then mm-hmm. you're getting the multiplier for if they, you know, just completely shit the bed and end up, you know, missing the cut or something, then you're talking about this week, I think it counts as somewhere, I'm trying to think of, because the cut rules are different this week than usual. Typically it counts as a 70. If they miss the cut, no matter how bad it is, it counts as a 70. That's sort of mm-hmm. the max. I think you could probably get into trouble doing that too often, but I do think that there's maybe times where it could be interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can get some interesting leverage that way. And just take advantage of the points bets system. That's actually a really good... Honestly, that's a great site. I wish it existed in Pennsylvania. We get a ton of ads for it because we're like right next to New Jersey, but like we can't play.
Yeah.
So stupid. But no, it's a good format to take advantage of if you can.
Yeah, I know
a friend of the show, Anthony, takes advantage all the time.
Oh yeah.
Can you for golf, can you make your own bets? Like make your own props? Because I know for football they let you do that.
I think that you can. There is a name a bet thing, that you can request. I've never done it. I don't know how responsive they are or how quickly it actually happens. But there is an option for it. So I guess if you send it. You send something and their traders price it out. Is that's how it works? Like, could you say, you know, give me a price on, DJ finishing in the top 13 and Spieth finishing outside the top 13 as a parlay, you know, like something stupid like that. And like some poor schlub in an office at PointsBet HQ has to fucking sit there and like figure out your stupid, like,
yeah, that feels like a weird feature to, like, it's a cool feature for the user, but for them, it's like,
yeah, I feel like that would be so annoying. It's your liability. Like, you're coming up with this stupid shit. That's actually very interesting. I kind of want to like submit one and just see what happens.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, what's a random bet? Yeah, you know, like just name a random bet that you can make. Like what?
Yeah, let's pick a couple guys here. So let's go odds for Finau, Hovland, and Webb to finish in the top 16.
That sounds.
And I just, I'll tweet it out if they respond, and actually give a price. All right, so Tony Finau, Victor Hovland, Webb Simpson to all finish T16 or better. They're gonna be like these fucking people. I'm just gonna start sending like the worst shit ever. All right, we'll see what happens. I'll check my email later and see if anything comes through. Let's.
How did they respond personally, just saying, why did you do this?
Why couldn't you have just made it T15? Like, why did you have to do T16? Our model isn't set up for that. All right, let's take a look at a couple of head to heads, just so that we could talk about some guys that we haven't mentioned yet. I think in general, I'm pretty high on Bryson. I think November, the Masters in November was a complete anomaly. And I think that we're going to see, just like a different dude this time around.
Well, I can't imagine that April and what was it, November? Yeah. Masters tournament. Like they're not gonna play the same.
Not only that, he had that weird, like, he was getting like these dizzy spells and like all this shit was happening with him. He was like, it was his tournament to lose. He just had won at Wingfoot and like all the hype surrounding that. So I think that he is, I mean, he's not under the radar, but lower under the radar than he was when they played this in November. I think there's a lot of talk. Really, Spieth is helping that out. Like, I think if Spieth was like still shitty, like he was like 6 months ago, that like everybody would still be talking about Bryson. But now that there's another guy at the top there, it's different.
Well, I think only Vijay Singh knows the answer to that question.
That was great, that video. I think I'm going to probably have a bunch of Bryson in head-to-heads against some of these other top flight guys, because he's getting plus odds at a lot of places. Like, he's getting plus odds against JT. He's getting plus odds against DJ. He is even plus odds against Rom in a couple of places. He's a pretty big favorite against Spieth, though. If you could get plus money against Spieth, I think that would be incredible. But that's not going to happen, obviously. So
no, but I mean, to me, it's like the only two other golfers that Bryson should be plus money against is Rahm and DJ. Everyone else, he should be the favorite. So if you find him in a spot where he's not the favorite against someone that's not Rahm or Johnson, then yeah, smash it.
Yeah, I think JT is close. I think you can make an argument either way. But they do. BetOnline has Bryson at plus 105 against JT, which, again, like, I think whenever you're looking at the top of the board like this, I think if you can get guys at plus money, you know, you're not like betting into -1 to -120 markets where, you know, both sides are -112 and -118, like where both sides are minus money, where you're laying the juice there. Like, I think you could probably be profitable just betting top 10 golfers in the world when they have plus odds and head to heads. Like, if you just all the time.
Yeah. And if you look for, you just look for those bets.
I'm also looking to fade Matt Jones.
I can't fade yourself
because his interview, and I hate that shit, but like his interview, he was basically like, I haven't done anything since I won. I everything went wrong on the range. I was okay on the course. I don't really know what's going to happen this week. It was basically the synopsis of him. So I think
that's when you smash it. That's when you smash the lock button and play him at 6,300.
Yeah, but DFS is different. I think I would take Siwoo over him in a head to head for the
tournament. He's the second highest projected Matt in my projections. Fitzpatrick is number one, and then it's Jones, followed by Kuchar, Wallace, and Wolf.
A lot of talented mats, though. You could make no, you can't. I was gonna say you could almost make a whole Matt DK team. Who could be an honorary Matt? A Matt and Max's team? You could do Max Homa.
That's true.
Or Mac Mackenzie Hughes. Matt, Mac, and Max. All right, we need to go. Yeah, this is gone on enough. All right, it's the Masters week. I hope you enjoyed it. We tried something different this week. We'll see if we ever do it again or not. Probably not, but maybe.
That's a real buzzkill for the format.
I'm going to post the Listener League shortly here, so you can get into that once it's posted. And other than that, enjoy the Masters, and good luck this week. See you guys.